Welcome to the Charlie and Nelly Baby Show, the podcast about bar talk and things people do not dare to talk about in public. Get ready for some dark humor, nonsense, explicity, and hot, steamy topics. On today's episode, Barbieheimer, Hoofenheimer. Oh, well, Charlie, you know what I mean.
Welcome, everybody, to one more episode of the Charlie and Nelly Baby Show. Welcome, everyone listening to us. Thank you very much for showing the love and support. I've been looking at the analysis of all the other previous episodes, and you guys have been supporting us, so thank you very much. Nelly Baby. So when you do your work and you actually do promote, you know, your PR department does, you know, that.
No.
Get results.
You've been throwing me under the bus with all these people. No, she don't do nothing but sit on her ass and just talk.
See, the thing is that Dale Carnegie said, let me put my glasses on. Dale Carnegie said that when you want somebody to do something for you, you have to encourage them, right? To make them want to do it, right? In your case, I have to... You know,
throw me under the bus.
Yeah.
So you run me over.
Yes.
Run me over again.
Yes.
And then
yes.
Drive backwards and make sure you ran me over. Right.
Yes. The reason is because I've noticed that when I give you compliments, they don't work. So I've noticed that when I throw you under the bus and I told you things that you're like, this bitch just said what? Then you prove me wrong. And then we get the results. So that's why that's what I do. What I do.
I'm going to bust you in your
baby.
Nuts.
Yeah, no, exactly. Every decision comes with its problems, right? I'm not going to lie. But the point is that I've been doing that for the last 2 weeks, actually a month. And now we see that the numbers are growing.
So you know thank why? You very much. You know why?
Why?
Because I took a damn week off and I finally had the chance to say, okay, now I could do something.
Listen, tomato, tomato, you know what I mean? I am grateful that you did it. Thank you. I saw the results and that's all I wanted.
I still quit.
Yeah, fine. You can quit after we're done with this one, right? So let's get into the topic, right? So I was having a conversation. I'm not going to say the name and I'm not going to say the conversation, right? But I was having a conversation. Okay, I'm going to say the conversation. I'm going to say the conversation, right? He's going to get mad at me, but whatever, right?
Thanks for listening.
Yeah. No. Thank you. You gave us a topic, all right? Okay, no. Let me retract that. Okay, let me see if I can. Okay, so just to give you an FYI, guys, I didn't write a script. I didn't go into any research. I literally took the whole week off and I did nothing. You know, like Nelly Baby does. Nothing. Nothing.
Charlie's dying today.
Nothing, right? So I said, we're going to freestyle it and I have nothing, right? So I'm thinking of an intro.
So we're going back to the ways that Nelly Baby wanted it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm thinking of an intro that can grab your attention. Okay, so here it goes. So I was having a conversation, right? And one of my friends and I were discussing about the previous podcast that I did with my friend Coche about Messi winning the World Cup. And he thinks that, you know, the World Cup was fixed and it was designed for Argentina to win. I said no. The majority of people say yes because he got 6 penalties in a World Cup. Whatever. I'm not here to discuss that. But then we started talking about the Barbie movie, right? Now, you know, he said some things about the Barbie movie and I disagree completely because I saw the Barbie movie and I loved it. I think it was a great movie. And, you know, he told me to get a pair of balls because apparently I lost them in the movie theater when I went to see the Barbie movie.
You left them behind with the popcorn.
Yeah, I left them behind with popcorn. Apparently I threw it away in the garbage can with, you know, the remaining popcorn with my nuts. I'm just saying. That's what he said in quotes, right? I said, sure. You know what I mean? Like, whatever, man. You know what I mean?
Stop it.
You know? So, you know, I disagree because I think the Barbie movie was a great movie, right? And we started talking about some things and I said, okay, well, that'd be a great conversation. We're going to talk about it in a minute. But then I started thinking, I said, wait a minute. Barbie came out. A lot of men are butthurt about the Barbie movie, right? And I said, okay, I don't see why they're butthurt because, I mean, it was a fucking great movie. It didn't affect my manhood, even though I left my nuts in a popcorn freaking garbage can.
And you were dancing along.
And I was dancing. Yeah. You know, I was like singing that Indigo Girl song. Okay. So I think I did leave him. I think he's right. I know. Yeah. I noticing right now, I think he's right. But then, you know, I went to see Oppenheimer, right?
Oppenheimer?
Oppenheimer, right? I went to see Oppenheimer. man, that movie was amazing. You know, only Christopher Nolan could do some shit like that. I love Christopher Nolan movies, and this is not the exception. It's a great movie. I know you haven't seen it. I'm gonna try not to throw a lot of spoilers, but there will be a little bit of spoilers. Not that many, maybe not. I don't know. I'll think about it. Let's see how you behave today. But hey, listen, if you say something that I'm not gonna like, I'm just gonna throw spoilers. You can, you know, ruin the movie for
you. That's okay, because I think I was told I was gonna go to the movies to go see it, but I didn't go.
I mean, I think the person who was supposed to take to the movies kind of sucks. Because, I mean, should have gone. Because that movie's a shit.
Yeah, he's been sucking.
I mean, I guess that's a good thing. The way you said it.
not really.
You know what I mean? I don't know what you guys do. You know what I'm saying? The point is that Oppenheimer movie was a fucking great movie. I loved it. You know, it was great. It was historically correct. And, you know, he mentioned one of my favorite chemists, too, which is... Heisenberg's in the movie, not the Walter White Heisenberg, but the actual chemist who was a German who happens to be Heisenberg, which he took the name from, right? The point is, great movie, right? But then I found out that a lot of women are butthurt about the Oppenheimer movie, all right?
Okay.
So I said to myself, hey, why not? Let's talk about it on the show, right? So why do you think men are butthurt about Barbie?
Because it's Barbie's world and only Barbie's world. And Barbie is the president. She's the policewoman. And anything Barbie wants to be.
Well, she pretty much is everybody in the town, right? So she's the astronaut.
She's the doctor.
The doctor. What is she? Pretty much everything.
She's a Pulitzer Prize winner.
Yeah.
Pulitzer Prize winner. She won a Nobel Peace Prize. Barbie won everything.
Yeah. And then Ken.
It's just Ken. He's beaching.
Yeah. I mean, oh my God. that freaking scene. I'm going to beat you so hard. I'm going to beat you so hard. I'm going to beat you. And everybody, I was like, whoa, what the hell are we talking about here? I only thought that we only talked about there.
And then Alan is like looking behind like, what? Yeah.
I know, right? Like, what the fuck's going on here? But okay, no, but seriously, why do you think men are so butthurt about freaking Barbie? I mean, I can get an idea why, but I mean, I want to hear from your side, because this is your realm. Like, this is your woman. You love Barbie. Well, you play with Barbies and shit like that. So you tell me what the hell's going on with
you? Don't label me.
I'm not labeling you. I'm just going with, you know, you being a girl. I'm just saying.
Sometimes.
Okay. So you did mention, too, that you play with Barbies in a whole different way than any other normal kid would have played with Barbies.
Yeah.
You made them have sex. I mean, I'm just saying.
Shut up. That's my line.
You said it. That's what I'm saying. You said it. Oh, you don't give me enough credit. Well, I'm giving you credit now. You're
being a sucia.
I'm just saying. She had to be Latina.
No, more telenovelas, because Barbie was having, you know, doing the nasty with Ken.
With the lover? With Ken,
and then here comes Teresa. Of course, it had to be a Teresa.
Yeah.
Coming in, and she's having a love affair with Ken.
What kind of Teresa shit is that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
So then you're like, how dare you, Ken? So I had my whole telenovela at home. I didn't need no Dan Teresa novella. I made my own.
But going back to the question, why do you think the butt hurt?
I think it's because it's a woman in Barbie world. It's mostly of just a woman's world, and women are like the main character and the main lead. Uh-huh. And men are just there on the sidelines being men and just waiting on women to see what, I guess, if you look at it, Ken was kind of like of a pinball airhead. And he expected Barbie to tell him what to do and what to think and how to think.
Well, I think you're onto something. I think that in the movie, they did portray men as being lower than women.
But isn't that...
I hope you don't say that's true.
No. It's not that. It's just that, can we have one movie where a woman is more superior than a man? Because if you look at it, how are most of these movies where men are the top lead and the top roles, and then just the women being just the sidekicks and the sex symbol?
Okay, name an example.
All the movies?
Okay, Rocky was not like that.
Well, he was being, he's kind of in the Barbie movie too. where he was being how do you think Ken was kind of brainwashed?
That's right. Sylvester Stallone does make a cameo. Yeah, you're right.
And he wore Sylvester Stallone's fucking white fur.
Yeah, that's right. Oh my God, I love that.
And so he was like the machisto, like the manly man.
Okay, he wasn't machista, all right?
Well, in the movie, they kind of made him look that way.
Okay, no, but okay. Let's go back to the original question. How is it Rocky showed as what you described?
Because he's supposed to be the manly man. The muscles, the bronze. The
Rocky. Yeah. We're talking about Rocky.
Yes.
Rocky Balboa.
Yes.
That is not true.
Then what the hell is Rocky?
Rocky is the underdog who always in life gets his ass beaten and handed to him all the time. And the only thing he wanted was just to go the distance. Like, he just wanted a win. That's all he wanted.
Yeah,
and
then, but he was bronze. He was muscles.
He was bronze.
But to me, bronze is muscle man.
Okay, fine. He's a boxer.
Okay.
Okay, he's supposed to be like that.
Well, he's a muscle man.
And he lost so many fights. Look, he was homeless. Well, actually, he had a really shitty apartment. He didn't have any money. He collected money for the mafia, and his trainer didn't want him. Like, what in what position does a man says, or the message says, that he was above the women? He's literally a lowlife.
But he's not a low...
talking about Rocky, not Rambo. That's a whole different story. Rambo's different. We're going to get into Rambo if you want, but I mean, let's talk about Rocky first.
And then he marries a woman that he falls in love head to toe with.
Yes.
And his world also surrounds himself by a woman and his love for boxing and his wife.
Yes. So where in that position is she below him?
What is she? Is she a housewife? What is, like, I never knew her. She was always the back character.
She was his pillar. She was the reason of his existence. From the very first movie, Adrian was the love of his life, and he always wanted to talk to her and wanted to be with her. And from the first date, he treated her like a queen. And he always, through the entire series, he always made sure that she was loved, and he protected her the entire time. Even in I think it was the sixth, Rocky Balboa, mm-hmm. when she dies, he still goes through memory lane, through all the spots where they went on their first date. Like, he never stopped loving that woman. So how is he portraying a woman below the man?
I don't know, but they used him as a character in Ken. Well, they used his movie along with, what was the other one? Stepfather? Oh, no, The Godfather.
Now the Godfather is different. The Godfather is about mafia, and again, also played by Talia Shear, the daughter, which happens to be Adrian from Rocky, and she did an amazing move. Actually, they protected her because she had a wife beater, and he got killed. Wow. Michael Corleone sent him to kill him because he abused her, so she was protected there too. So again, where is your proof on that theory?
But I guess they used those movies as a way for Ken to be more manly and more machista.
Well, like, I guess you're actually giving my point then, because they made Ken look like a knucklehead who was below the woman. And your argument is that all the movies, they make the woman be below the man.
I think most of the movies, even like back in the days in the 50s and 60s, who were the lead roles? Men. And women weren't always showcased as the lead.
Well, Gone with the Wind, the main lead was the woman.
What's his name?
Casablanca was the woman.
Casablanca was a man.
Well, no, they were both. Because the story revolved about both and their love, right? And she leaves him, right?
007
used to bang chicks because they were spies. Like, they were badasses.
But they were sex symbols.
But they were spies.
But he was still the main lead. And they were used as sex symbols and just for sex again.
But they were spies. Like, they literally, that was the name of the game.
Yeah, but
you had to play the game.
You're not looking at spies. You're looking at them. Freaking, what's his face? Just banged that chick, and then the other one, and this one, and that one. So how many did he get under his belt?
But they were spies. You know what I mean?
No.
Well, I don't know how to explain it, because you know, if you're a spy, you're already a badass.
Okay.
I mean, as a man, you're like, dang, she's a spy and she's banging James Bond. That means she's going to try to kill him. Oh, she's a badass. So she's going to kill him
with a bang.
Her, yeah. I mean, you can pull out a gun after. That's what Mantis and Black Spiders do. Black Widows. They bang first, then they eat them. Right? I mean, they're spies. Just saying. You know? Spies. But okay. So going back to the movie, right? I think that, yeah, it does portray that, you know, the, where the man it's below the Barbie, right? Ken. Because, even in the beginning of the movie, when they're in the beach scene, they said, well, Barbie is, you know, everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then to everyone. And then, if I remember the quote correctly, the line is, but to Ken, Barbie is everything.
Yeah.
Right? So what does that tell you? If you're a man and you're watching this movie, or you're a boy and you're watching this movie, and you hear that line, that literally he was codependent of her. He literally was codependent of Barbie.
Yeah.
And she rejected him 100 times.
True.
Okay. So wouldn't you think that's actually something to be a little bit butthurt, because that happens to us men all the time?
But it happens to women too.
I think we covered that on the previous one, where you guys are better at cheating, that you guys have the option of rejecting. Like, you don't have to reject everyone. You can literally actually take everyone and you're good. Like, you know, at this point in the age, like, okay, you get with me, whatever.
But what if the one that I want doesn't want me?
I don't think it's a very slim chance that's going to happen.
I think it's going to happen. Like, if I want somebody and they're going to say, I don't like you like that.
But let's be honest. Will you actually make the move?
I would.
Okay. Do you think the majority of the women will make the move?
Nowadays, yeah.
You think so?
Yeah. I think women now are more empowered, where they're not afraid to express how they feel for a man or a person.
Okay. So, and you think that men will probably be like, okay, let's do this.
No, I don't think so. Not all men would be like, oh, yeah, sure.
Why not, though?
Maybe he won't find her attractive. Or, say, if I reach out to somebody and they don't find me attractive.
How about the U2 movement? Or how about accused of, you know, of sexual harassment or rape or anything that can get him in trouble? Wouldn't that play a little, you know, factor in this whole thing?
But is it going to lead to that?
I mean, there are moments, or I've heard, you know, the news or articles that they have this consent.
Mm-hmm.
That if you're going to have sex, you got to have to sign a consent first saying you agree to having sex.
Who does that?
A lot of people do, actually. There's such a thing. Oh, yeah, there is a thing like that. Hold on.
Well, I guess I've been so out of the dating scene. I didn't know I had to sign a contract.
It's not a contract. It's a consent. Hold on.
It's contract, consent.
All right. Hold on. Consent for having sex. All right. Let's see. What does it say? Yep. No. What is a consent?
No.
Okay. A verbally affirmative expression. Consent can help you and your partner understand. Oh, no, that's not it. Informed consent. That's what I'm looking for. Informed consent. All right. Okay. Explicit approval, permission to engage in sexual activity demonstrated by clear actions, words, or writing. Informed consent is freely and voluntarily given. It's mutually understood. Let me read that a little closer to the mic. Explicit approval and permission to engage in sexual activity demonstrated by clear actions, words, or writing. Informed consent is freely and voluntarily given. It's mutually understood by all parties involved. The coercion, intimidation, threats, and physical force are used. There is no consent. There you go. Written. So you actually, there are moments where the man actually does need to require an actual consent to have sex, and signed by the woman or whoever is they're having.
I guess if you're doing escorting or something, because I don't get that.
I mean, I totally get it, because I've heard stories that people that, you know, have been accused of that.
And is it on Tinder or whatever, Buzzbee or whatever the hell that people are on now?
No, but once the DNA is there, how can you get out of it? The only way you can get out of it is if you have a written consent. Say, look, I'm voluntarily
going to accuse you of rape if it was both consent by both of you.
But how can you prove it if it's not written?
So every time you go, like, say if you were single and you're going to go and say, here, sign this.
Yes.
I don't get it. Like, what's.
So I understand you don't get it, but it happens. So if I'm a guy and I don't want to get accused of rape and I want to have sex with somebody and I want to prevent from me being accused of anything like that, I'll say, you know what? The night's getting very steamy and I know where this is leading, but I need you to sign this first.
Like, get the fuck out.
You can read it. You can have the time to read it.
I'm not taking time to read that.
You mean, it could only, I guess.
I'm gonna say, you know what? My, you just messed up my groove. I do not, like, my boner's gone. Listen, sorry.
I could just put on the document, I.
Consent.
Sex, consent,
yes or no.
Sex with you.
Sex, and I put yes
the
name. Or no.
And that's it.
It'd be like you the old school days where you put a little square, say yes.
Do you like me?
Check.
Yes or no. Yeah, that's the consent, right? Okay. So therefore, it does happen. So again, if you are the Ken of this relationship and you have your informed consent written by an actual attorney, that was just the exaggeration, the sarcasm, right? But if you have it, you got to pull that out so you can pull that in. You know what I mean?
No.
I'm just saying, it happens.
I would have been like, boner's gone.
Look, nobody can guarantee me that you're not going to accuse me of rape if I'm having sex with you. I'm just saying.
What in 2023? Like, here.
This is a little older than that. I'm just saying. But.
So imagine having a whole stack of those permission slips.
I mean, you don't have to have it. You don't need to have a stack. I mean, at this point, you can be like, I'm going to send you a PDF.
Please electrically sign.
Sign here.
And send back to me.
Yeah, send it back to me. Great. Perfect. You know? Again, it's just for a man to save himself. You know what I mean? But going back to the movie, it does portray like that sometimes. The woman in some certain circumstances, and I truly believe that, have the power.
I guess. I don't see it that
way. Well, I mean, of course you don't see it that way. You have the power.
I don't think I do.
We were just talking about it earlier, right? So I rather get yelled at by something I didn't do than something that I did do wrong. Either way, I'm going to get yelled at. By whom? Of course. But do I have a choice? Yes. Do I want to take it? No, I don't know. Depends, right? If she doesn't sign the consent, then I guess I gotta go. All I'm saying is the choices sometimes are very extremely limited when it comes to a man. And the movie does portray it. I mean, he's literally giving his world to her and she is blowing him off like it's nothing. And the second scene that happened, it's when he's singing the song, which is the stupidest song ever. And I hated that it actually got stuck in my head. When they're singing in the beach, and then she's like, oh, hold on for a second. And he goes to talk to the second Ken and then starts switching Kens. That shit was messed up. Because when it comes to a guy, that it's a soul crushing thing. And that is messed up. So I can totally see why that shit become a little bit of a power trip in feminism. I get the whole concept of, you know, he tried the patriarchy and horses and, you know, he brainwashed the entire town. But that we're not counting that right now. We're counting the fact. And I'm just,
she has to bring him back to his senses.
Yeah, I get it. But again, in the real world, when that happens to a man, that is soul crushing. And women don't see it that way.
But what if a woman says, okay, baby, I'm going to dedicate this song to you. And then you later turn around and say, why the heck are you dedicating this song to me? It's stupid.
Yeah, but it's different from saying, oh, you dedicate a song to me, or you're singing a song to me, and then I'm like, hold that thought. Hey, girl, what's up? You know what I mean?
Yeah. What if I'm dedicating a song and then you...
No, not dedicating it. You're singing it to me.
Okay, then I'm singing it, and then you go off and dance off with a chick.
Exactly. So how would you feel?
That would hurt me.
Exactly. That's my point. So men go through it more than women.
Women go through it too.
I'm not saying you guys don't go through it. You guys have the power to do that if you want to. You guys do it more often than we do. That's the point here.
I don't think I've ever done it.
Well, I don't know what to tell you, but I guess that if a lot of men are butthurt because of that, it's because it happens very constantly. Now, again, we're talking about the parenting one. It's how you, the influence and what you were programmed with, right? Mm-hmm. So that's one of them. You know, when you're a kid, you're 14, 13, you want to talk to your girl and, you know, you get your first girlfriend and then she goes, yeah, not you anymore because, you know, I find somebody else and they're hotter than you. Not harder, hotter. Hot. I mean, it depends. Maybe they are. I don't know. I mean, in my experiences, he was not like that. I'm just saying. All I'm saying is that shit is soul crushing. And it turns you into a whole different person. So just like Ken in the movie. So, I mean.
No, Barbie gives him that chance to find himself.
Because after she messed him up.
No.
So that's even worse, actually.
No.
Yes, it is.
She literally. What happened? They went to the real world.
Yes.
And he found horses and he found Karate Kid.
Okay, hold on.
And he found Rocky.
Okay. I know you're not going to say the important thing he found, but go ahead. I'm going to let you finish. What else did he find?
And he found hats and boots.
Uh-huh. And boots. Uh-huh. And Sublime.
And he found that he was actually a manly man.
Okay. But you missed one, and I knew you were gonna miss it, because the majority of women do miss it. And what he found that made him do all of that was respect.
That too?
No, not that too. That's what he found. He found respected. He said it himself. In that world, I was somebody who I was not, and I was respected. Some girl even asked me for the time. That shit was funny. But he found respect. Something that he didn't have with Barbie.
Yeah.
So again, a lot of men don't get respected. And that's what, you know, led to the patriarchy in Barbie's world, of course. I still fucking find it hilarious that he's associated with horses. Why horses? I don't know. I mean,
because it's supposed to be manly, a cowboy.
To me, manly will be, I don't know, the American Eagle, I guess, for the culture in America.
But figure it, guns. What's all American? Cowboys. Hunting, fishing.
Yeah. Well, according to a meme that I saw, it's the LGBTQ. LGB. Yeah. Legs, guns, beers. That's what they said. I'm going to go with it. But
wow.
I'm just saying, that was the meme. That was hilarious. There's this page that is just nothing but dark memes. I love it. It literally fills my soul. I can't say I'm here because, well, fuck it. It is about dark comedy too. So I saw this meme. It was two ovens and the heading said Jewish kids bunk beds.
Whatever comes out of Charlie's mouth does not associate with Nelly Baby.
I said there was this page.
It's not.
I said there was this page. I didn't say it was me saying it. All right. I'm just saying. I'm pretty sure it was hilarious.
I do not associate with this.
Another one that I saw was this, you know, kid who burned his face and he looked like Voldemort. And the heading said, when you can't wait for the fried chicken to be done.
That's a sign. Stop. Stop.
Anyways, go back to the topic. So that's why, you know, I think I can relate to what men and see in the movie. Because, yeah, it they treated Ken like shit.
To me, I think Ken, I think Barbie told him, I think it's time for you to, you know, come out and not come out like that. But you know what I mean? Come out, have a mind of your own, be somebody besides, like she said, you need to be Ken.
I get
not
the whole concept.
Ken and Barbie.
Listen.
But Ken.
I had the whole I like the concept they did. Like, look, man, you got to stop being codependent on me. I think men or boys need to hear that sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, look, you can't be attached to this girl right now, you know, or you can't be attached to a girl. But
find yourself first.
But after all the shit she did, like she messed him up first. And then she's like, look, man, I know I fucked you up. But can you fix yourself now? Like, can you go and fix yourself? Like, you're somebody.
Because I'm going away now.
You have value. Yeah, I didn't see it and I fuck you up. but you can find it yourself. I fucked you up, but you can find it yourself. And that's what, you know, as a man, you hear that sometimes. You're like, look, I get it. You know, you pay the bills and you do all this shit, but you know, I don't feel the same way for you anymore. Can you go find yourself? Can you go to get help? Can you seek somebody so he can help you with your inner you? Because you're a little fucked up. And you know, as a man, you're thinking, but some of the fucked up was kind of caused because of you. So again, I can see where this, I'm not reflecting, I'm not projecting. All I'm saying is that that's what, you know, sometimes in the boys talk, we talk about that.
But I don't think Barbie was ever into Ken.
I totally get that. I 100% get that.
I think she kind of told him, get out of your delusional world and find yourself.
But that's what we hear all the time from women.
I've never said that.
Oh, you never said that? You never broke up with somebody?
No, actually.
No, never you had. Never actually turned a Ken into a I'm Kenuff. You never turned them into that?
No, they always thought they were Ken enough.
Look, all I'm saying is I have experienced through that some stuff. And then I'm not projecting. All I'm saying that, I, you know, when I had my first girlfriend, that's pretty much what I heard. And it really fucked me up. Like, I went extremely dark and angry.
You went rogue.
I went rogue for many years. But the thing is that, yeah, you know, I can see why this is going. And I can see why, you know, the men are butthurt, because the movie does actually portray men to be very dumb. And even there's a scene. I'm going to leave that shit there. There's a scene where the Kens, after they make the vote, they go and say, yeah, but can we have a place in judgment? They're like, no. You can take the minor court. They're like, yeah, you know, that shit. But again, me, you know, trying to be neutral, I'd say, okay, but we do that all the time with women. You know, I can probably go say that. Yeah. So they have no ground there. But that shit does happen too. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? So I see why, you know, men are butthurt about Barbie. Now, let's go to Oppenheimer, right? Oppenheimer. Okay, let me start here. Okay. One of the problems that they had with Oppenheimer online is the fact that there was not enough representation. I don't know what kind of representation they're talking about. All right. I really don't know.
So this is based on a true story.
Yes. The movie's based on the book called.
So this is based on like around the World War II.
The book, it's called American Prometheus. Uh-huh. Oppenheimer, right? So pretty much the book, it's based on Oppenheimer's life, right? And it's based on historical events, right? Mm-hmm. And the book is pretty much based on him and his trial, because he went through a trial after the bomb, right? Okay. So there's only three women in the book, right? Now, I don't know, when they said representation, I don't know if they meant the women. I don't know if they meant African-Americans. I don't know if they said that it was just because of a lot of men being in the movie. All I know is they said representation. Hold on.
So this is based on what era? Like what?
Okay. It says Oppenheimer, Christopher Nolan accused of casting only white actors. Okay. We're going with the whole Hispanic and blacks and all that stuff. Okay. Uh-huh. Let me see. Okay. Why will you be upset about diversity? Because they're only white actors. Okay. One. It's the 1930s and the 1940s, right? So in context, in the 1930s, the United States government grabbed a whole bunch of Mexicans, Mexican-Americans, mm-hmm. not Mexicans, Mexican-Americans, and they dumped them on the other side of the river, right?
Yeah, but they also gassed them and, you know, sprayed them with oils and gasoline.
Yes. So with that being said, do you think they're going to have Mexicans, or, hey, we're not even going there. How about African-Americans being lynched in the 30s and hanged by the Ku Klux Klan, right? So do you think they were going to have Mexicans or African-Americans building one of the most dangerous weapons in the world?
No.
They couldn't even go to school. They have to go to a different school because they were segregated. Uh-huh. So how are you going to put diversity into a movie where it's based on historical events? I want you to explain that to me.
You can't, because this is basically not too stereotypical, because it is in that era. They're white men. In that moment, the white race was superior in their eyes.
Yes.
So you can't really have what you're basically abusing other cultures. Because what's this bomb? The bomb was what for?
Well,
give me a story. What is it about?
Well, the bomb was actually okay. So the actual event happened that they were raised against Germany.
Mm-hmm.
The United States found out that Germany was making a bomb, mm-hmm. right? So when they found out about this, right, the United States government opened up a section where they needed to make the bomb first. So a bomb that will finish the war. Now, okay. Originally, the bomb was supposed to be made to be used against Germany. But it got to a point in the, and this is not, it, they touch in the movie, but it's not really the movie. It got to a point where the Germans got defeated. So they, mm-hmm. they lost the war, right?
Yeah.
And Hitler shoot himself and all that stuff. But they continue with the bomb. Even though it was not done, they continue making the bomb. Now, the concept of this is that Oppenheimer is the director. He was the one in charge of making the bomb. So then they used the bomb, as we all know, in Japan.
Okay.
You know, it's like in Hiroshima, right? So even in school, because even my son talked about this, they asked him the question, do you think the United States was in the right to use the bomb against Japan, right? Because the argument is, if you didn't use it, they were going to delay the war and more men were going to die because they're fighting the Pacific.
Uh-huh.
The other side of the coin is that if we would have used the bomb, which they did, you ended up the war sooner, which it did. The problem here is that when they did when they made the bomb, the calculations that Oppenheimer had were a little bit off.
Oh.
Because the bomb that he made originally, the one that it was tested, it was smaller than the one they used in Japan.
Oh, wow.
So what happened is when they dropped the bomb, it was supposed to be on a military base. So when the bomb exploded, the force uh-huh. and the heat killed men and civilians. Now, if you go to Japan right now, you can still see the shadows of the people that got burned and incinerized, and they got melted into the concrete, and you can still see their.
That's
their,
crazy. Their yeah. bones.
Well, not bones, because they're all ashes, but the ashes are there, and you can see the shapes of the people when the bomb blew up.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So that's the controversy on the bomb, right? So he creates. That's what they call in the American Prometheus, because Prometheus is in the mythology. He's the one that brings fire to humanity.
Uh-huh.
And then Zeus punishes him for eternity by, you know, every day a hawk goes and takes out his intestines and his viscera. So that's what Prometheus did. So this is the American Prometheus, because now, you know, he created this new bomb that now we're all fear of, right? So again, going back to the diversity, they were all white. So why would you want to add the diversity to something that didn't happen?
That's, yeah, like it's all, it sucks because I hate saying it, because at that time it was a white man's world.
I mean, it still is, but you know, whatever.
And
white privilege. That's another thing, because people say white privilege. Irish are like, hey man, we're as fucked up as everybody else. Why are you we're white, but we're fucked up. They abused us too. I'm just saying, pointing out there. I don't think they have privileges either, because they're Irish. Nobody likes Irish. Even though Mexico love Irish. I'm just saying.
Irish is the black man, I guess, in Ireland.
I always said that the Irish are the Mexicans of Europe, and then Mexicans are the Irish of Latin America. I'm just going to put it out there. We're very similar. Continue with your story.
But yeah, I don't think there. Why would you want to have a black or brown person trying to build a bomb? So you're trying to kill your own people?
I don't think that you know. I don't think that it's the fact that they're building the bomb. I think it's the fact that people nowadays, they want to include everything with every diversity, and it just doesn't work like that. Me being a big historical nerd, I love history, man. And if one of the things we're gonna learn from history, it's not to repeat the mistakes from the past.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of them. The whole 60s and the civil rights movement, it's to include everybody and stop the segregation.
Yeah.
But that was in the 60s. That was 30 years later after they
the
made
60s.
The yeah, exactly.
The so, 30s and 40s was basically, you just keep it in the history. It's in the books. Why are we trying to just disappear history on itself and just rewrite it?
Okay. I'm going to say the joke here that I couldn't say in the other podcast. Barney made liberals. Fucking Barney made liberals. Okay. It's not everything about you. It's not everything about, oh, I think. No, it shit happened. let it go. And it's just pretty much the way it was. We got conquered by the Spaniards and freaking chick and smallpox killed a shitload of us. I can't fucking go back in time and say, Cortez, you son of a bitch. No, I can't do that. It just shit happened. We let it go.
So are we going to make that movie and then have just all white people?
Hell play? Yeah. I'm going to actually, they're going to do the freaking Netflix, the Mandela one. They're going to put in white so they can have inclusion. I'm just saying. I mean, we got to play it both ways. Might as well just go, you know, do all of that. I'm just saying. The point is this, okay? It's a great movie, very good educational, and they want a diversity. I don't think it was necessary to get to that point. They need to chillax, all right? Again.
Don't try to rewrite history. It wasn't in the books.
Got it. But then it goes to the next point, right? Because that's another reason why people got upset about it. And this is actually mainly women.
Uh-huh.
The representation of women was not actually accurate in the movie. Okay, there was only three women in the movie. The ex-wife, or the mm-hmm. wife, the ex-girlfriend, and the secretary. Okay, the ex-girlfriend, they portrayed her like she was crazy because she even committed suicide or she unalived herself.
Okay.
The second one, they made her look like an alcoholic, always drinking, right? Uh-huh. And the secretary was pretty much the secretary. Like, she had no role whatsoever in that whole thing, right?
She was plain Jane.
Pretty much, you know? So again, one of the arguments was, why do you actually put only three women and then two of them, one is an alcoholic and the other one is it's a psycho, right? So where do you leave women? So I'll ask the question, what do you feel about that?
Okay, was it documented in the book?
Yes, it was documented in the book.
Okay, then what's so wrong with it, with you having a plain Jane woman that is blah and is just there, not really having a storyline? There are women who are chronic alcoholics, okay? Uh-huh. And there are women who have mental health issues. So
yes.
we're actually giving light that women also do suffer from alcoholism and mental health. So what is it only a man character that has to suffer all that?
No, I think that they wanted to for the woman to be more enrolled in the movie. I think that the new times are for, you know, things to be changing to the way that society wants them to be. Like, for example, with The Little Mermaid and Disney, you know, the whole deal of her being African-American, Caribbean, if you want to call it. I think it's a right choice because, I mean, located on the place where The Little Mermaid is, she should be Caribbean,
mm-hmm.
which happens to be a lot of African descendancy. So therefore, I think it's legit. I mean, Atlantis is right in the middle. I'm just saying, put it out there. But again, going back to the original Little Mermaid, if we're going to go back to the original Little Mermaid, then let's go with the Grimm's Brothers where she actually does kill herself. I'm mm-hmm. just saying, right? Where she dies. I'm just saying, put it out there. But I think that they wanted her to be more involved and portrayed more of a strong role where like the Adrian to Rocky, mm-hmm. where she was like, oh, I'm your pillar, I'm your shelter, you can come to me. But it wasn't like that, especially in the 50s and 30s and 40s where, you know, women were like, yeah, you're just, you know, a piece of object where, you know, I'm just going to have babies with you and then I'm going to head out and I'm going to drink and I'm going to get another house and I'm going to have babies with that person and then get out. So pretty much back then, women were sexual objects.
Sexual objects and Great Depression and just depression altogether.
I'm just saying.
But it's the real world. And why are we trying to cookie cut it?
Because that's what society is right now.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
Why are we trying to cookie cut everything when you're kind of confused where, yes, women want to have their rights and women need to be, you know, have the mind of their own, but we have to understand there's also a dark side that we have to see and show, where women do suffer from depression, women do suffer from mental health, women do suffer from alcoholism, and and it's okay, and we're gonna overcome it.
No, and let's think of the fact that back then in those times, you know, when women,
it wasn't okay to say that you were an alcoholic.
Well, not only that, it wasn't okay for you to say that you had a mental issue.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was a lot of people, a lot of women, and I don't have the numbers because I didn't do the research, but there was a lot of people who they put them in mental institutions, and yep. they used to call it hysteria.
But it was all that's when they finally, what nowadays call it, what, postpartum depression?
Yes. So they came up with different names. But again, the point is that either you shut up and you follow the rules or you end up in a mental institution. There was no other choice. There was no help. Right. So if in the 1980s, they started to figure out that kids have feelings. In 1870, they started finding out that we have mental problems. I mean, 70 years after that, I don't think there was a lot of advanced psychology where you're like, oh, shit, maybe she's not crazy. Maybe she does have a problem. Let's figure this shit out. I don't think they were going to do that.
Maybe she's not kooky. Maybe she does think outside of the box.
You know what I mean? Like, but it does shit happen. And as much as you want to freaking cover eyes and shit, it just did happen. But now that I remember, another part of the movie is that there's this sex scene. There's two sex scenes, right?
Uh-huh.
And they're banging like rabbits. Wow. Just putting it out there because I know you like that.
Yeah, I do.
But the one of the complaints was that how come they were showing her body, right?
Uh-huh.
All tits and everything, out exposed, and she's riding that D, right? And he's just laying down, right? Because she's riding the D, right? Uh-huh. Okay, so they're saying, why is it that you're exposing her body, right?
Uh-huh.
But not his. Now, the shots were one from the side, one from the back, one from the front, and one from the top, right?
Okay.
So those are the shots as they're having the scenes, right? He's naked. In the first scene, he's naked, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she's naked too. So they're saying, how come they're not exposing his body? Like, what?
His that penis? Dick?
Like, I don't know what they were looking for. Because if you're taking the shot from the top, you're going to see all chest. But he doesn't have boobies like the women do. So,
but did they show her breasts?
Yeah, they did. They showed everything except for the bajaje. But she's wearing that D.
Well, to me, breasts are not really nudity.
I mean,
you could walk outside and somebody can flash you. Boobs are boobs.
You're right. But, you know,
and everybody got butt cheeks.
That is true.
As long as you don't see the V and the P, then you're fine.
No, they did it. So on the second scene, right, it's not while they were doing it. It's after they did it. So she's sitting on a couch and he's sitting on the other couch and they're both cross-legged, right?
Uh-huh.
So again, all full body, naked, both of them. But they're not showing their, you know, their vajayjay and their penis, right?
Uh-huh.
So they're saying, how come he's not exposing his body, but she is? And I'm like, are we watching the same fucking movie? Because he was literally butt naked sitting on the fucking couch. I'm feeling bad for the couch because he's rubbing all his fucking ass on that couch.
Well, I could say the same because I was watching the sequel to Sex in the City, and the one of the new characters is African American. Uh-huh. She's a professor and she's newly divorced and she's having sex with a Tinder date, and she literally, like, all you see is booty and boobs and he's ramming her and you see his ass and they're doing it like freaking rabbits. So I'm like, what's the difference? Like, and she's African American, and what the other couple is what, white?
I guess.
And then this African American woman is butt naked, and she's doing a white guy, and you see his butt cheeks.
I was laughing. She was so seeing me smirk.
So when you see, when you tell me how this sex scene is, that brings me back to what I saw the other day when I was watching the episode on Sex in the City.
Look, I agree with you. I hear you, right? I hear you. Because this was for research only, right? Not for anything else. Only research.
So I was doing research too.
I was doing research, right? For another topic, right? And I finished watching Sex Life on Netflix.
Uh-huh.
I will say this as a criticism. Netflix, check it out. First season, great. A lot of sex. The second one,
it was kind of boring.
You lacked a little bit, but I'll give you that because, you know,
they had flashbacks of the first season.
You finish the story, I'll give you that. But the African-American couple, they were banging like rabbits.
Yeah.
And they were showing everything, too.
Uh-huh.
So, again, they don't have a problem with that. Yeah. But they have a problem with this? Come on, society. Come on. Let's get the shit bowl. Are we going to complain about everything or just some things? I mean, what the heck are we doing here? Okay? I'm just saying. I'm asking. I'm literally asking. Are we complaining about everything or just that thing? I'm just saying. But see, women got hurt about this. Now, and this is why I'm talking about it, because on one side, you have men being upset about the Barbie movie, which I already, you know, expressed my points. But on this side, you have the woman. And we cannot end up in a fucking side. Like, can we just go and enjoy a goddamn movie?
I'm upset because in the Barbie movie, Ken didn't even get no kiss or nothing. That pissed me off.
Oh, when he was about to, she's like, no, bitch, get back.
No, like she's stop. Like, what are you doing? Like, she didn't know what they were doing. What are you doing? Or like where he's like, can I spend the night?
No,
like,
but going back to the question, why do you think people get so offended by this? I mean, I get it. You know, I understand. You want to change things. You want society to change. You want to change, you know, the mentality of people. But fuck, to actually go and change history? Well, like, what do people want?
In my head, I'm thinking, why did they add the love scene if this is supposed to be a movie about 1930s and 40s and bomb making?
I didn't want to say it because, I mean, it's a crucial part of the movie.
Oh,
it's an important part of the movie. So I didn't want to say it because of the spoilers. But if you read the book or you watch the movie, you'll know why she's important. She's a crucial point or a crucial character in the story.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you want me to tell you, I'll tell you.
I don't care.
Well, I mean.
But people listening.
Yeah, no, people listening will not want to know. But if you haven't watched the movie. But she's an important role. Yeah, she's an
important role. Okay, then if she's an important role and sex needs to be involved, then sex needed to
be involved. I mean, I don't know if sex needed to be involved in that, but I mean, it did help.
But was it in the book?
I don't know. I didn't get to that part in the book.
And who doesn't like watching sex on movies?
I think it was more because she was showing her body and not him. Which, again, he wasn't dressed. He was completely naked, too. The only thing he didn't change was his D.
Because it was in her.
Yes. I mean, unless you have an x-ray machine, good luck. Because you're not going to see that even if she's completely dressed. I'm just saying.
So what do men have that you guys don't show a lot? But
that's a good point, because I was thinking about that, like, wait, besides our D and maybe the ass, what else can we show?
You're laying on that ass.
Yes.
So you're naked.
Yes.
Which is basically chest, which you could see in the beach outside.
Yes.
I don't get it.
Even if you wear a Speedo on the beach, you still see the dick. You're like, you know what? I know you're covering it with a freaking small ass underwear, but you can still see your package. You know what I mean? It's like women with boobs. Like, okay, I know you're wearing that t-shirt. Maybe it's white. Oh, you got it wet. I can still see your boobies. Even if you have a dark shirt and you get it wet, I can still see your boobies.
I know the shape of your boobies.
You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
so
I don't know. I guess because I've studied art, I really don't see the naked body like that.
See, and I think that's another reason, because I mean, us working in the medical field, I've seen a lot of people's boobs, even though it sounds wrong.
A lot of titties.
Okay, let me clarify that. All right, before I get accused of sexual harassment.
Before you get in trouble when you get home.
When people get shot, and they end up in the hospital. And I'm there for the code yellows, and they get them undressed so they can save their lives. Sometimes I have to be there to interpret for the family members, and you happen to see the body. I mean, if you are in a hospital and you study medicine, you are going to know the anatomy of the body. That just pretty much comes with the package, uh-huh. Right? So I don't find anything wrong with it. I don't find anything offensive to it. If I see a movie and the man is showing his, you know, D, like in Sex Life, there's that scene where the friend is like, oh my God, you
that
know,
guy was hung.
He's like, oh my God, after the accident, they took this and look at me. And he's like,
he did the pompita and everything.
Yeah. He's like, look at this. I was like, okay, I get one.
And he got it enlarged.
Yeah. I was like, I got one. Okay, cool. Like, whatever. You know what I mean? Yeah, exactly. Even the guy, even the actor, the other guy was like, this shit is getting uncomfortable. I get it, but put that shit away. I'm just saying. But there are shows where they show all of that and nobody complains. Now, here's my theory, right? It's because he was a woman.
Because she was a woman?
Yeah.
But it's been like that forever, though.
Because it's a woman.
Because in every movie that I've seen, like in the 80s and the 70s, like they didn't really emphasize the nudity on men. It was mostly women who showed their body.
But then again, who was the one that was watching more of those movies? Men. So you want to sell to the audience. I guess if you have a problem, then it's your fault because you're consuming the product, mm-hmm. right? So let's say, for example, right now I know it's a stupid example, but with the Mexican national team not playing shitty ass games, mm-hmm. I veto it. I don't watch the games. I don't go to the games. I don't buy the jersey. I mean, I don't want to spend money something I don't believe in, right?
Yeah.
Now, you go to the movie, you find this out, and you're like, oh shit, you know, blah 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 blah. You already spend the money. Then why the fuck are you complaining? You already gave them your money. That's what they want from you.
Then they'll go see the movie.
Yeah, right. So here are the reviews. Oh shit, you know, I saw this and oh, you can hear this show. Oh, you know, she's naked and she doesn't, you know, he doesn't show anything. Oh, then I'm probably not gonna give him my money. I mean, because that's all they want at the end of the day, right?
Yeah.
Right. So I was not gonna go watch the Barbie movie. I was not. I really was not. I was like, that shit
and
is not.
And they forced you.
They didn't force me. I was not forced. I was intrigued.
You're
to
intrigued.
Go. Yeah.
He said, I guess.
Well, no. The reason why I went to see the movie is because somebody said to me, look, you need to go see the Barbie movie. I said, well, first of all, I don't need to see the Barbie movie at all because that's for girls. That's for girls. Ugh, you know?
I don't play with Barbies.
And I don't play with Barbies. I never play with Barbies. I don't play with Barbies, right?
I play with G.I. Joe.
No, I always thought they were Jejo was not either my no. I already said it was Dragon Ball and Vegeta was the shit and still the shit. All right. Anyways. And not only that, when you see hot steamy drawings of Vegeta and Bulma, that shit's still hot. I'm just saying, putting it out there, going back to the conversation. So we just forgot the point. What was the point? What was I going for?
Don't go wasting your money.
Oh yes, yes. So then I said, you know. I said, I don't have to. She goes, well, no, you have to because you're gonna like it. It's right down your alley. And I said, wait a minute. What do you mean? She's like, it's right down your alley. So I said, okay. I started thinking to myself, how is a movie about a doll with pink, bubbly, it's going to be down my alley? I said, I got to see this shit. Like, I don't know if she's lying
to
me. So
what was triggering you was the pink because it was girly, supposedly.
No, the fact that Barbie is a girly thing. Why would I want to go watch a girly thing? I'm a man. I am the kind of man that made the Eiffel Tower of bronze and steel. Quoting Ron Burgundy, right? Of course. Hold it up. Right? So that's the kind of man I am. You know, Vegeta all the
you
way.
You ride horses?
No. I don't support the patriarchy. Actually, I'm below the woman. So therefore... Let's just say I'm like Oppenheimer. I like to be below.
You're boring.
I get what I want. That's okay.
As long as you're in the bottom.
As long as I'm in the bottom. I'm an optimistic.
And you're watching the top.
Yeah, I'm an optimistic nihilist. I can go with that. But then again, no, she goes, listen, you know, you got to go see the movie. And I did. And I loved it. And the reason why is because of that. At the end, it's a very nihilistic message that I got for the movie. And I said, holy shit, this was actually, you know, very interesting. It's about a doll who's nihilistic and talking about death and depression. Great. Right down my alley. And that's why I liked it. And also because of, you know, feminism and men being oppressed. But
and
like you said,
Monty Python.
Oh, the Monty Python. Yes. When that shit happened, I was like, that's it. I'm sold. Monty Python, you my boy. Listen. I'm a big fan of Monty Python. Everybody who knows me and knows I'm weird as fuck, and I love Monty Python. I love Monty Python. All right, so there you go. If you don't know who Monty Python is,
they're too young for you, bruh.
Well, that, and also you need some education. One, I'm going to recommend this. One, check out the Dead Parrot skit. Fucking great. And second of all, you got to watch The Quest for the Holy Grail and The Meaning of Life. Those two are fucking hilarious. Three. Oh, and nobody expected the Spanish Inquisition. Love it. Anyways, so that's why I went to see it and I enjoyed it. So again, I didn't see any hint of feminism. I thought that the whole concept of Ken and Barbie was pretty much the drama. Mm-hmm. And I think more of a little comedy relief more than anything.
I did. I liked it. It's not really for kids. Because it has some sexual innuendos in there.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to beat you so hard.
I'm going to beat you so hard.
Not beat you. Beat you.
Beach.
I'm going to beat you so hard. But they made it sound like more masturbation shit.
Yeah, like they're going to masturbate each other.
Yeah, they
got to
masturbate each other. That shit was funny. But let's talk about the main character of both movies, right? Alan. Let's start with Alan. Alan was the shit. Every friend has an Alan. Every woman has an Alan. Don't you have one? Every woman has an Alan. No. I mean, I do have a friend named Alan, but every woman has an Alan, and they always put him on the friend zone.
Yeah, that's true.
That is messed up.
I should know.
It's fucked up. It's fucked up. Hey, listen. Do you want to go out one day? No, bitch.
No.
Too nice. I like the rough guys.
Like,
Yeah. Shout out to that boy. But yeah, no, and Alan was a strong man who happened to be centered, who happened to respect Barbie, and nobody paid attention to him. That's fucked up.
He's the sideline. He was actually the sideline guy.
Yeah.
Not Ken.
No, Ken.
The sideline guy that nobody even bothered to know that he was there. There were so many Kens.
Yeah.
One Alan.
And one Alan. That shit was hilarious. Now, going back to Oppenheimer, the character that it was like that, actually, there was none, but, you know, it was a serious movie, not a comedy. But, but yeah, no, Oppenheimer had some great characters that you can say shit, you know, they made a difference. And they were under his shadow and nobody paid too much attention to him, to those characters, but they were good characters. So I guess to close this a little bit before, you know, another 10 more minutes, but they need to fucking chillax and just enjoy a movie. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, there's too much labeling crap. And you can't even enjoy that movie anymore. Like, just sit back, enjoy them freaking popcorn, whatever the hell you want to eat in the concession stand, and enjoy your moment.
I agree. You know, I think my friend, we were having the conversation. I told him, when we were having the conversation, I told him he was wrong. And I asked him, did you watch the movie? He said no. So then how the fuck are you going to judge if you haven't watched the movie? But I do see his point of view. I do see how the movie can portray that, you know, the whole feminism thing and how it can put men down. And I don't think it's about a fridge masculinity. It's just the fact that I think they got triggered. You know, I think that men go through more rejection than women.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, and we explained in the last episode where you, and I still believe it, you ladies can actually choose who you want to be with, but we have to actually earn the spot we're going to take to be with you ladies. And that it's, again, if I dare you, if you had someone, right, and he came out of his comfort zone and he said, hey, man, you want to go on a date? And you were like, that could be, right? But if you go
I'm not saying I was there at that moment.
But if you go to someone and say, hey, man, you know, I want to do this. I just want to keep it physical. Then I'm going to be like, hell yeah, why not? It's only physical. You know what I mean? Like, fuck it.
I guess. As long as
you do all the work, though. I'm just saying. Like, I like to be at the bottom.
You got to sign a contract?
Yeah, you got to sign a contract. Oh, inside this PDFs for, it's fine for you? Great. I'm going to send you the PDF. You know what I'm saying? Like, if women actually do have more of that, and I think that's, you know, when a lot of men that actually had really bad experiences with women, I think that's where they're coming from, because they did feel betrayed by someone, or they are feeling betrayed by someone, and they have the power. And I'm not saying that women abuse the power, but there are some women who do abuse the system.
I could agree with that.
Right. So, and I think those are the ones that put in a bad reputation on the women that actually are nice women. Just like bad men who are machista give the bad reputation to men who are good men.
Yeah.
And again, on both sides of the coin, right, they're both getting affected.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where the disadvantage is.
That's true.
Right. So I don't know. What do you want to close with before I
go and check out Barbie and Oppenheimer?
And Oppenheimer?
Yeah.
No, listen, read the book. I actually started listening to the audiobook. That's why I couldn't get any further, because I'm a visual person. I need to read it for me to understand it. If you give me so much information in orally, I will not be able to catch up. I guess it's the dyslexia. I don't know, you know. But I like to do my notations on my book, look for definitions when I read, highlight and shit, you know, whatever. Stuff like that, you know. But yeah, I just couldn't keep up. And also it was 5 o'clock in the morning. I didn't want to fucking think about that shit at 5 o'clock in the morning. And then at the end of the day, I just I'm too fucking tired. So I don't want to think about that shit anymore either. The point is that I think my friend does have a point. I think that women, some women are a little too much. And, you know, to each own. That's why you got to sign the fucking contract. You don't know who's going to be who. You just don't know.
I don't know.
So my advice, I'm looking right at the camera. My advice. Get that PDF contract. Get that fucking PDF consent. Consent.
Okay.
Sane. All right.
What's anything else? What has this world gone to?
Hey, man. I'm just saying, man. I'm just saying. You know, you just don't know at this point. Just don't know. You know what I mean?
Okay.
All right. You're set?
All right.
I thought you were going to freestyle it.
Where?
What do you mean, where? Here. All right, guys. This has been another episode of the China Daily Baby Show. We'll see you next time.
Don't forget to like, follow, and share.
Please. All right, guys. Take care. Bye. Thank you for listening to the Charlie and Nelly Baby Show. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with your friends and colleagues. Now, I know we're not everybody's cup of tea, but somebody else might enjoy it. They can listen to this episode and many others on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Alexa, and iHeartRadio. You can follow us on our social media on Instagram and Charlie_Elmero or @NellyM82. And you can also follow us on TikTok at the Charlie and Nelly Baby Show. Thanks for listening.